say, oh, I ain't have a good dad. She's nasty. She ain't have a good dad in her life. She's nasty. She has a great dad in her life.
I do.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
You are now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
It's how you know what it is, twin. Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy, Nas, a.k.a. Steve.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All day in a bag of chips, regular guys. What you talking about? What awkward lives. Awkward thinkers. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Make sure you're giving us those streams. Vince, anything else you would like to add to that?
Make sure if you're following, that you liking, you commenting. Make sure you're in the comments engaging. Make sure you're sharing with the folks back at home. Make sure you sending us everywhere. Share it with your grandma, your grandpa. Share it with your aunties and your uncles. Make sure you in them comments and that you just giving us love. You showing us love everywhere you go. And really, that's it.
We got the Zorda of the pod here today, even though Vince already said something about the Zorda.
Hey, y'all. I'm making a change. I'm back.
Yes,
I'm
changing back. A new leaf. You know, how does it feel?
It feels good,
I'm
you know?
Out of breath.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, like a fresh fart.
So, I'm not. You know what? No.
There's rumors, though, going around.
Oh, shit. What?
That you were possibly stealing from speaking.
Is this true?
And we just want you to clear it up.
That's the issue that you gotta get this with me. Mm-hmm. I don't feel cheap gas station.
I don't do crack.
I don't do crack. I make too much money to ever smoke crack.
So what's an expensive gas station? You talking about what? Some
I'm stealing. If I'm a steal, I'm a steal from Myers.
Speaking of stealing,
you know
I
what?
Feel like we should introduce our new guest.
You're right. You are right.
So today we got a very special guest on the pod.
We got our homegirl in the building, straight from the Chi-Town, the 773.
Out west.
How hailing all the way from Waukegan, next to Six Flags, Mr. Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got T-Baby in the building.
Hey, y'all.
White people clap in the building.
From Chicago, never out west, out south, never been to Waukegan, so he's a liar. Damn. And I feel attacked that they are introducing me pertaining to stealing because I was in Walmart yesterday like, damn, I want to steal this shit. I'm done stealing though, so I don't like how y'all just bust out my
Didn't y'all just steal in Walmart last night?
Oh, not last night.
The night before last?
No, oh, we were stealing out of Walmart yesterday.
Y'all stole out of Walmart?
I didn't.
The liquid HIV.
I didn't. I had to walk away. I'm not with the stealing shit.
This time out. What? Now, why y'all doing that? Like, get the fuck away from my
stealing scared me. That's one thing my mother put
I'm
in
I'm done stealing, though. When I get to Ohio, a part of me feel like, why the fuck am I paying for this?
Do you feel like the theft, the life of crime, is that a Chicago thing? Is that just
it? It gotta be.
Damn.
I actually started stealing heavy when I got to Ohio. I'm not gonna hold you. When I got to college, I met these two girls from Cleveland. I ain't gonna let. I swear to God, I'm gonna say their name. I swear to God, Mimi and Diamond, they used to steal.
Like, y'all, you naming people?
They're my homegirls. They told me what I know.
You know, we was driving in the car one time. And I'm going to be real with our listeners. We've shot this already, and we're going to re-rock this just for you guys to listen to. But we've had a conversation about Dirty Talk on the show, and we really couldn't get it passed because audio fucked up. But I personally run out of taglines, I would say, with Dirty Talk with that. But now that we have ladies, we can talk about this a little bit better. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm with the dirty talk. Like, talk dirty to me.
Talk to T.
What's dirty talk for y'all?
It don't matter. When you in this pussy, talk to me like I'm a whore. Like,
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
Like, I feel like in a bedroom, there's no limits with y'all.
Talk to him, T.
I'm glad I'm off camera. In the bedroom with your person, your partner, is no limits. Like, turn this bitch up. Make the neighbors want to know, like, damn, did y'all record that?
Yeah. Let it out. Yeah.
Slut me out.
You ran into an issue because I'm trying to clean up my dirty talk. I'm trying to get more efficient. Not clean it up, but I'm trying to get more efficient.
You're trying to make it nasty.
You respectful queen.
That's a woman. Your cake can eat it too. Because it is. It's kind of like queen. It's a struggle to like really try to get in there and like talk dirty. And I'm not. Because it's like.
So tell me something that you confident in.
That's so awkward, right? Okay, so you're not in the moment because it
sounds awkward as fuck. And so,
are y'all comfortable with asking who pussy is this?
I don't, because that's a mystery.
Well, you fuck hoes. I'm talking about a partner. But I ain't gonna lie. If you that man and you fuck her good enough, she gonna say yours.
Yeah. She gotta say that.
Okay.
If she say anything else, she don't
respect. Are y'all comfortable with saying, what's my name? Like the little...
I don't like the daddy
shit. I like hearing my name called. I'm not a daddy.
You what?
I'm not a daddy.
No, like your actual name.
Yeah, my actual name.
I like my name called, though, yeah.
I like my stage
name. No, like, so we saying talk dirty. We trying to tell y'all what to say to these bitches. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
did. Are you comfortable with smacking ass, what's my name?
So we have a theory with the smacking ass thing. So,
these asses is fake, so...
So, my thing with... My thing with smacking ass, it throws off like
it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, like it's a double-edged sword when you smack somebody's ass, because if you smack it wrong, it throws off the rhythm of sex.
Okay,
and then you kind of feel like it's awkward after that, because it's like I gotta
kiss her butt, eat her butt, make her feel better.
But that's the notion. That's what I do. Like either if I smack it wrong, and I know that she notices the ass smack is wrong, I either go faster to ignore it.
Or not my ego in a way. Like, hold up.
Or ignore it and flip into a different position.
Facts. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, you know. Or like I hate like laughing. Like I do something silly in there and we laughing and I kinda get embarrassed about it.
Aww.
I'll just kinda like speed it up, so then it'd be like,
I feel like laughing while fucking is the best. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. Okay, what's the bond?
You little freak ass.
You
little Chinese male shop.
I feel like you gotta be a smooth motherfucker.
You gotta be a little motherfucker.
You gotta be a smooth motherfucker.
You do.
Dirty talk.
I ain't gonna.
Like, if you're not really smooth, it's gonna sound like a little awkward.
I was listening to a book, because I feel like if you ever read a Zane book, you know that bitch nasty.
It is.
You know,
I
never
that shit. I've been fucking from Zane. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, Zane taught me a lot of shit before I even started fucking. And so I do credit Zane with a lot of shit, because motherfucker, I ain't gonna lie on that nigga.
I'm not gonna lie. I've only read one Zane book in my life. I'm 28. I don't have to read another one unless I want to go make a baby after reading. Cause them some grown ass books.
If you was reading that
as a kid, you need your ass.
I was like 14, 15. I ain't gonna lie. That shit. And that
book grown as hell.
But I try to like look up stuff, listen to different shit, because I at the end of the day, like, some shit ain't for me, it's for my girl. And like, not saying like we're not having trouble,
that's what sex is,
but
it's for the other person.
Yeah, I want shit to be able to evolve. And like, I don't know, even with sex, I feel like we said in a previous episode, we should be able to evolve with sex. And so like that's right now, that's my hurdle I'm getting over, but I'm working on it. And it I don't know, feel kind of
I'm gonna give y'all a tip on some dirty, go ahead.
I was gonna say My form of, like, you know, I'm from Philadelphia, so I kind of, and this is gonna be really weird to say, I kind of deepen
just
my voice
it.
A little bit more,
and
layer the accent even heavier.
Can you do it? No,
because it's weird. Saying like.
This
I do
is
lay
awkward thinking. We get awkward.
We do,
but
because the bitch is not getting a comment, it might flatter the spot.
Yeah,
it's not like catchphrases that I do or something like that.
You put your Tims on.
I put my Tims on, yo.
But let me say, I love that you just said that, because it makes what I was finna say better. Like, you have to whisper. Dirty talk could literally just be breathing in that bitch ear, or whispering, moaning. Like, or moaning. Like, if you comfortable enough,
I do.
I'm like, not for real, y'all. Like breathing in her ear and grabbing her at the same time, or
I ain't gonna lie, I do be breathing like I'm 550
breathing,
in there.
That'll turn
she
you up.
What?
A little moan in the ear. That'll turn
a little
you up.
Or damn, like just a little shit, like dirty. What? A bitch gonna think she the queen of the world and gonna go crazier, literally. So it's like. Dirty talk ain't got to be like, scream my name to the neighbors here. Like or not like
you ain't
got to
say full sentences.
You literally
I go full pop shit.
It really can be just a fuck, a shit, a damn, and you be good.
If you watching,
this pussy
I'm going
to
need you to.
Tell your bitch this pussy perfect. She going to go crazy.
You know what? I ain't going to lie to
put that in my nose. This,
but I just feel like
pussy perfect.
Women, y'all got to get the dirty talk up, too, because it be like, that be a lot for niggas. Number one, we stroking.
You're right.
We got to talk. We got to lift. We got to do all this other shit, move you and all everything.
I'm going to stay pregnant because I talk's crazy.
At some point, we going to need y'all motherfuckers to turn around and be like, oh, yeah.
I agree, but I talk crazy.
My thing is,
my nigga is daddy, big daddy, boss daddy.
I ain't gonna lie, calling me daddy during sex is a softy moment for me.
I feel like it's
a what?
It's a softy moment.
You got a fucking father. Why?
And let me say this. I got a real good father, a good dad, good daddy. My man, when he fucking on his pussy, he's big daddy. Period. He like it.
And it's about that time.
For real. I don't care. Never cared. I'm not a fatherless child. None of that. I have my dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's.
And she, you're breaking the narratives motherfuckers to say, oh, I ain't have a good dad. She nasty. She ain't have a good dad in her life. She's nasty. She has a great dad in her life.
I do.
She'll be a good comedian.
My niece tell me that all the time. She be like, auntie.
That's what they be. This pussy.
This pussy is good. This is golden pussy. I put a slap of hair on that mother.
Facts. I ain't telling no tale. Damn. Go ask them.
Oh, man. I know you're in a relationship, and it's, you know, obviously, but before you were in a relationship, what height of a woman would you prefer? A short woman or a tall woman? Or it didn't matter to you?
I don't think height mattered to me because I'm always taller than a woman for the most part.
But what if she was taller than you?
I don't know. I don't think I would have had an issue with that. I think I just would have had to climb that tree.
Okay. So do you think it's like a woman's thing, like with short complexes with women?
With women, it's really, I think when it comes to women, I think women just laugh at each other. And I think women just don't want for another woman to be like, that's why your nigga short.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. I don't think women really give a fuck about height. I don't think they, because you short your fucking self. And so certain shit don't matter, I feel like. I think women just like, or women just, they don't want the opinion of another woman.
Oh, ladies.
Wait, what?
So if I did swing the other way, please keep a tall bitch away from me, please.
Oh.
Short all day. And I do. They would cancel the fuck out. No, for real. Like, tall women are nice. Your legs are nice and all of the good, cute stuff. But no, thank you.
You don't want her to put her leg up on? So
please
you
don't. That's going to, like,
climb in a tree.
Cringing. That's going to cringe
me. Climbing a tree is crazy.
And then I also feel like tall women definitely care if they're with a short man. Because a little man. If I was tall and my nigga was shorter than me, chill
crazy.
The fuck out.
It
chill
crazy.
Out, little man.
It don't look crazy. I think
you ever
that.
With Little Bow Wow, she did that for pictures. For entertainment,
grown as fuck.
For promo.
You think it don't look crazy.
Yeah,
she did
I'm
that
sure
shit for promo. Little Bow Wow, no. Because I would have made fun of her as her friend every day. What's up with Little Man? How he doing?
And that's exactly why women don't want short men. Women don't do shit for themselves. They do it for other women.
That's a great point. Because I ain't going to lie. I'm that friend that's going to ask you, girl, what the fuck
and,
is
but
you going
it's
with
like
man?
You miss out on so many things.
And I'm sorry for the tall girls that I'm scaring away from a little man,
because
my Sarah's pretty short.
I'm
he's
a, short
a good
dude.
Guy.
I'm a phenomenal. One thing for sure, two things for sure. When it came to my height, I've never been like that. Was never an insecurity of mine.
Good.
My height. I do prefer a taller woman, though. Mm-hmm. I do
nice.
Like a tall woman. Sometimes I like a short. I don't know what it is, but like I feel like when tall women have ass, it's like they're like a walking anomaly. Like they're rare to see. But they have, to me, some of the best features. Long legs that you like, you know. I mean, short women do too, and not to, you know, but it's just like I don't know. It's rare to see. Not rare to see, but tall woman got it. I ain't gonna lie. But that's like with y'all with a tall man. Like, y'all like tall man. He look like he about to lumberjack and do all this extra shit.
That's because motherfuckers is short.
Talking the fucking mic.
That's because motherfuckers is short. So, yeah, you wouldn't. Because having somebody equal to me would be.
Let me tell y'all, because y'all already know. I was doing that shit for attention.
What are you talking about? Oh. Am I? Do I know?
You know.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Oh. I know what she's talking about.
Ooh, shit.
She's talking about her past.
Oh, okay.
You want to be my close friend? I'm going to put you in there. I'll be clowning sometime.
Oh, okay.
Was for attention. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really have no issues with, but I do prefer.
It wasn't horrible though, but that was one of my things. Like, girl, you don't think he
short?
Yeah,
I feel like looking at some, and maybe I don't know, maybe because I'm already tall and I don't have that deficiency. It's like looking at somebody's height and being like, oh, I don't want them because of a height. It's just it's shallow.
And it's very childish, which is why I decided to actually engage with that person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But. It was cool. Mm-hmm. I'm cool on that. Yeah. I experienced it and I can move on.
It's okay to have a type.
It's not. I feel like when you have a type.
I ain't got no type.
When you got a type, you limit yourself. And then normally your type is not even somebody you really want for yourself. Your type is something like, it's some other shit. And
it's okay.
So I had a couch moment the other day. I was sitting down. I had like two. It first started, I watched this video with Neo, and there was another guy who was in the video. And Neo was kind of explaining, he said, when I was being a good guy, when I was being a nice nigga, I wasn't getting the hoes. I wasn't getting the play. I wasn't none of that. He said, as soon as I start being the typical bad guy or...
the villain.
Yeah, that's when the hoes started coming through. That's when pussy started, you know, amounting on the plate or whatever. Mm. And he was saying, like, good guys don't finish first. Like, good guys finish last, basically. If you just want to be real with shit, you just need to be the bad guy or whatever. And so, and then I turned around, I watched Tyrese's video. Like, yeah. Tyrese went and he talked about some shit. And I was just kind of looking at him and comparing him, but I wanted your thoughts on first, like, the good guy. Like,
as a former good guy, you know, it's one of those things where... it's fun being the villain. I get the good perks. You get the good coochies from that. I think the good guys get kind of, they're kind of used. I mean, all coochies kind of considered used. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, being the good guy sucks. It really does. Because then you help this woman sometimes out. And she's like, oh, you are the best thing that I ever had. But this guy that does treat me wrong... is a better thrill in my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All this shit, yes, it's the fairy tale story I love, but this needs some conflict so I can come to some type of climax of resolution with it and then come back to you. Mm-hmm. That's all I feel about that.
Tequila, you being the lady on the pod and you dealing, you know, you
said fuck Sharice.
What did he say, smart?
No, go ahead.
Oh.
You dealing with niggas who, you know, you've had your fair share of fuck boys or whatever.
Heavy on the fuck boys.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So how would you, think it's some truth to that? Do you think it's truth to good guys finishing last and not necessarily being able to, you know, have they fun and shit?
So the real question is, are you genuinely a good guy? Because dealing with a female who... has something going on, either you're going to take her away from that and be the good guy, or are you portraying that you're the good guy?
No, it's no such fucking thing as a good guy, though.
I think there is such a thing as a good guy. I think we get our idea of what a good guy means. And so I think sometimes let's say you're a nigga and you just trying to get pussy, that doesn't make you a bad person. But I think that when we approach things like, oh, I'm going to care for you. I'm going to show you, like, you know, I'm going to be nice to you. I'm going to respect you. All that doesn't get you pussy. That doesn't, like, it doesn't. It doesn't, like, not the way that
It does. Let's not.
But that's
like,
the guy portraying to be the good guy.
Just let me finish. You can be the good guy. But even as the nigga who always felt like the good guy, I noticed how women flocked to the niggas who were known for treating women like shit.
Yeah.
I noticed how women ran to them niggas. And there were times where it was like, you know, I feel like, damn, I'm over here, I'm treating motherfuckers nice, I'm doing this and that. And I think some shit, you know, kind of do come down to, like, it is more than just you and being a good guy and you being able to come off as the good guy. But I do think, niggas, if you're the good guy, you kind of struggle with being able to have that fun of being like, I can juggle a bunch of women around, or I'm having a lot of, because I think as the good guy, you want to be able to say, I'm having a lot of sex, or I'm doing what I'm doing.
That's the bad guy, though. Because a good guy don't care about getting pussy, like
yes,
you said.
Yes, he does.
Ben, A lot of it?
Yes. But listen, that leads back
to my question. Are you genuinely being a good guy?
Yes. Because you, listen, what
you
I want
care to, about getting a lot of pussy.
Not at this point
yes,
in my life,
does.
Because I'm
well,
at
not
a
right now,
point in my life,
but
when I'm in a relationship and I'm settled down and I'm like, I'm okay with like not trying to chase pussy or whatever. Pussy don't motivate me at this age of my life. But there were times where pussy did motivate me, and it did feel like I would have liked a little bit more pussy than what I was getting. So yes, and that did make me a bad person.
But did that make you a bad guy because you wasn't getting it?
No, because I didn't take on the bad guy role.
Because you were genuinely a good guy.
Yes, but I do know that if pussy was my main motivator,
look at the bad guy
I would
over
have
there,
took on
ready to
the,
speak.
The bad guy role in order to do that. And I do know a lot of niggas who do take on the bad guy role. And not necessarily, less when I say bad guy, I don't mean like, oh, you just an ain't shit ass nigga. I just mean...
No, you're an ain't shit ass nigga.
You do become... You're just not a nigga who... It feels like you're not as attentive or appreciative or even respectful to women, but... You do still see women flock to those niggas. You see women give those niggas the time of day. You see those, and we all know that's how it is, especially early in high school.
Facts.
You see that, and you as the good guy, as the nerd, whoever, you always assume like, oh, when we grow up, she's gonna have a lot of kids. He gonna leave her some. She's and then it's gonna be turned around. She's gonna want you, and so like, that's a reality. That is the truth. That is something that
happens.
What
are we defining? Because now I'm getting lost in translation a little bit. Mm-hmm. What are we defining as the good guy? Are we defining a simp, or are we defining somebody that has good morals or good, you know, good courting gestures? Because you can still be a good guy and court very well and still get an abundance of pussy. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, just because of your charisma and your personality and deeming a good guy. So are we saying the simp can't get the pussy and do all these things? Because I think that you can be a good guy and still we're a villain in anybody's story.
Because,
you know, so that's why I don't believe in you're such a good guy type of thing.
To add to that, at one point, yes, I did fuck with fuck niggas, but starting out, they were the good guy. That's who I picked. Like, they weren't portrayed as, damn, he gonna fuck her life up or none of that. Like, sometimes you pour your bad onto good people, which makes them now the bad guy or makes her now the bad girl. So it's like, I agree with Nasir where it's not really a good guy or a good or a bad guy because there is a villain in every story. I could paint my ex to be the worst person in the world, and he probably could do the same for me because I ain't no innocent sunshine at the time with dating him. But it's not, you're right, it's not really a good guy because, shit, he was good at first, but now he's a little bad, you know? So it's no yes or no with that.
It's sometimes, like, we can't put on, like, people make villains. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you could have been as good as to that person where it's like, okay, you can change them whatever you do. Because some people aren't just meant to be with each other. So people do change people into villains because I don't want to feel this way again. Mm-hmm. But I like going back to it, I just don't understand. I don't like the concept of it's the good guy finishes last because I don't really necessarily.
I think what it is that sometimes the. And I do think there are different variations of what a good guy is and what a good guy does look like. But I think sometimes the good guy is seen as corny. And unless you do have those But unless you do have that extra charisma and other stuff, it is, I think, a little bit harder for you. And I mean, I would say the difference is like, let's say if you are a good guy and whatever your standard for a good guy is or whatever, just put it to that. Let's say if there's a good guy, he does not have charisma, it's still very much difficult for him to be able to get the women that ain't shit ass do or the bad guy would be able to get without the charisma as well.
Can I ask this question? Mm-hmm. When did you get tired of being the good guy?
I don't think I'm tired of being a good guy.
At what point did you feel like good guys finish last and I'm tired of this?
It's aspect? Not a I'm tired of this because I also realized too that there's I think what it is, it's a comparison. It's I'm looking around and I'm looking at homies and I'm like, all right, I'm seeing y'all do certain things and it's like not like I'm passing judgment, but it's like I know my homie is a hoe and I know he's known for being a hoe. And I know that like he's known for dogging women. Mm-hmm. And, but I know that again he still has a plethora or access of women in his in his circle or whatever. Versus being over here where it's like, okay, I'ma treat a motherfucker good. I'ma do whatever for you or not do whatever, because I ain't one of them niggas, but mm-hmm. Feeling like, okay, I'm offering all these things and I'm treating you right. I'm not disrespecting you. I'm not treating you like you a hoe. I'm letting you have input. I'm letting you have conversation. And it's like, you kind of feel left out in a sense, I would say.
So, I'm sorry to cut you off. Just highlighting the reality of things. Okay, you see your homie being a total opposite of you in regards to women. He's sleeping with pretty much everything moving. You kind of like, yeah, I got a few in my back pocket, and I'm treating them right, whatever. But I do know eventually I do want to settle down, which I don't care what nobody say. We want to settle down.
Yeah,
we want that dream. So it's like him being your homie. Now it's time to tap into him. Like, bro, what's going on with you? Because obviously it's something there where. Yeah, you're probably tired of being a good guy, but what happened with you being a good guy? Or you've never been a good guy, and you're searching for love and searching for your soul searching, and you're never going to get it because you haven't even healed yourself. Like, that don't make sense to keep dealing with women or multiple women, and you have no connection. Like I said earlier in this conversation, we all want that dream love, like that oh my God love. So for you to be running away from that, what are you truly actually running from?
Well, look at it more so like this. Instead of, it's not like, okay, in one of them situations where it's like, oh, it's got to be some shit going on. Look at it like you in a phase of your life where you are single, you young, and you able to have that, and you don't necessarily got to be wrong while doing it, but again, you're looking around like, as a nigga who's had sneaky links or had hookups or whatever, it was like, damn, I would like a couple more. I would like to just have access to more, I guess, or whatever. And then, and again, you look around and you just seeing how different people are moving, and you like, I don't want to have to be or feel like a snake to get pussy. But it, I don't know, it feels like...
I'm going to be real. I come from very simple behavior from very... It took a while for me to get... to where I am.
But
today.
You saw the difference.
But
though.
No, I put boundaries. That's the thing. It's like, you can still, I'm still a good guy, but I still have things where I'm like, okay.
She don't deserve that.
Yeah, she don't deserve, like, you just have to know your intel or who you are pursuing. And I think that is where people have that victimizing good guy, like, I'm doing this for her, I'm doing that. Know who you're dealing with.
Facts.
Now, if she's dealing with X, Y, and this guy, this, and this, and that, if she's a known liar, if my homeboy is telling me about this girl and I'm pursuing this girl and I'm trying to do all what I am trying to do, then I'm setting myself up for potential heartbreak, potential not feeling like, oh.
Look, though, you're not looking.
Because you can't change nobody.
You're not looking for love. I want y'all to understand that. Even as the good guy, right now, you are not looking for love. Right?
So how can you be the good guy?
Because you can still want to have sex and not hurt nobody.
But you can open your... And I'm sorry to cut you off. Being the good guy, because you told me you want to have sex, that don't make you the good guy. Because if I tell you I want to fuck you, you may think I'm... honest, you may think I'm a good girl, you may think I'm a freak hoe. At the end of the day, we're grown adults and we're communicating. That doesn't make you good or bad. Like, being a good guy, setting boundaries. Being a good guy, treating people nice. Either if I'm treating you nice and if you're treating me nice and I fuck you, don't be happy that I fucked you because you treated me nice. Mm-hmm. Be happy that I fucked you because I wanted to fuck you. Like, don't be good to me just because you want to get my pussy. Like, get it wet. on your own. Don't get it wet maliciously.
I feel like y'all are taking this wrong. It's not about, I'm not tricking you. I'm not trying to trick you into pussy. I'm literally,
what
because
is, cause the, when what you I'm say, but, is, no, when you say a good guy and can't have his cake and eat it too, you're saying the end result is pussy.
Nah, and for
I don't
for,
like the cake and eat the, it too thing.
I feel like the cake and eat it too, because I feel like as a good, as somebody who considers himself, again, a good guy, is I want to be able to treat women right. I want to be able to talk to women correctly. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to not be nonchalant with women. I want to be able to, like, just be like, yeah, I want to fuck or whatever, and it be that, right? And it be that. Even, and I'm not saying just because I tell you I want to fuck that we got to fuck. I don't want to get that misconstrued. But what I'm saying is being a good guy and being in that position and being like, I want to have sex. I want to have my fun too. I don't want to have to trick nobody into it. I don't want to have to disrespect nobody into getting pussy. I don't want to have to do all the shit that I'm watching niggas literally talk to women like they ain't shit in the street.
Zordon.
And they still fucking. And they or other women are getting attracted to it, and so I'm looking at that, and I'm like, what the fuck, what the fuck?
Zordon,
I feel like that don't necessarily make you a good guy, though. Like I feel like if you just are being upfront with somebody, you're just being upfront.
That's not the point I'm making. I don't know why. I'm lost in your point.
Go ahead.
You don't understand the difference between because you used to.
Yeah.
I don't feel like. And off air, not to say you're a bad guy, but I don't feel like you are the good guy too much anymore. You, in certain instances where you mishandle women sometimes, and you do.
I know my intel, man. That's what it is. I know who I'm dealing with.
It's not about your intel or about who you're dealing with, but because I've seen you how you kind of interact sometimes with shorties. Not to like call you out or
Go ahead, do your thing.
There's been times where it's like. You playing with that girl. She's asking you these things, and you're playing with her. And you, I'm young. That would be your excuse. And so, again, in those situations where you know a nigga is playing with you, where you know a nigga is playing with you, you know a nigga is not, like, being honest with you or whatever. When
is that my fault, though?
It is, because you're being active in it. You're aware of your actions.
Yeah.
I'm aware of my actions. This is probably when they clip this.
When I say later, it's not about that, but that does not... Like, that's not your responsibility for me either, though. Like, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, as a good guy, when you watch, and Nas, I would say, is not like a bad guy. He's not a bad guy. I have seen him mishandle shorties or whatever. Yeah. And I've seen them same shorties, and not just even with him, just other niggas completely mishandle shorties. And them shorties either stay or not stay. They do stay around. But I see women get attracted to that. That's what I'm saying. I feel like as the good guy, you can't remain a good guy.
Because you know
and
why?
Then be able to run through a lot of women that you want to run through.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
You know why they act like that?
If you're a good guy, you're not running through like hella women.
Because you don't have the option to but you don't have the option to because you present as a good guy. That's what I'm saying.
Listen.
If I presented myself as an asshole, more pussy would fall through.
Nah, my pussy don't get wet for me, niggas.
And that's you, because you're in a different place of your life, too.
You're right. Because there was this one nigga that really could have got it.
And when you young, though.
But he started being too much of an asshole.
You young,
no, sir.
You watch a lot of women get disrespected and talked to by assholes, and you watch them fall for that shit, and they like it.
And let me tell you, you little young hoes, let me learn you little young hoes.
Mm-hmm. Get Trina on them.
Big dick energy, they ain't going to treat me. Big dick energy is not mean niggas. Like, a real calm, reserved nigga. Like,
that's a boss.
Yeah. Big dick energy don't give mean guy, bad guy. Like,
and fellas,
it's some bad...
Go ahead.
It's some bad niggas out here that ain't got to show you that they bad until it's time to get bad.
And fellas, if... You know, big moose knuckle energy is not a real thing.
moose knuckle
is not a real thing. A hard pivot on this. It's about that time where we leave you with a good brief message for get through the fucking week.
Redo that.
It's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. Special guest T, what is your positive message to get through the week?
I gotta go first. Okay, I'm gonna let you guys know to tap into your ego. That's something that I'm struggling with, but I am working on it. Your ego is your enemy. And be better with knowing your triggers and be better with being positive through all situations.
That's beautiful.
Through Christ, everything is.
You don't have any positive message, Sharice. Sharice doesn't want to say anything positive. Like, Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week?
Positive message to get to the week, get through the week. Like I was saying earlier, if you a good guy, if you one of them niggas who do feel like I want more bitches and I don't want to have to treat bitches bad in order to get that, don't treat them bad, bro. But just, like, I guess what Nas said, treat people how they want to be treated to an extent, I guess. That's my only advice. You can't have your cake and eat it too, bro.
I hate you that. Can't. Why would I have cake and not fucking
for the people like Angel Reese, don't ever like think that short people are bad people. I'm always available for you. Coco Jones, I'm always available for you. I know that you expressed that you like short guys, so we're here. And don't let your height or anything discourage you from going casting an audition for a movie to be one of the Seven Dwarfs. So that is my positive message. Reese, to cap all of this in here, what is your positive message to get through the week?
First of all, Angel Reese dates another basketball player.
I don't give a fuck.
He's tall as fuck.
And guess what? I'm known for ruining Happy Homes. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's not cute. That's the bad guy I was telling you about.
I'm going to bring back another positive message that I had a long time ago, because it still stands.
Okay, yeah. I want you to talk into the mic and say it.
Cool to leave with
Wait, I need to hear it. What is it?
Wait, what am I saying?
I don't know.
Damn, I don't know. It was something about leave with a rock with it. But yeah, sorry you guys, I don't have one.
Well, with that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Special guest.
See, baby.
Zordon of the Pizza.
Reese.
Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week.
See y'all.
Right,
let's get out of here.
Yeah.